voted homecoming queen, but you make me feel like I could be royal and nowhere America. I could fly away with my GED, plant some seeds and drink a cherry. San Francisco, I'm at home in the Buffalo roam. Hey, sun up to sundown, the heart of the small town is what dreams are made of. Hey, Monday to Sunday, I could leave, but I'll stay in nowhere, America. I see the airplanes carving up the blue sky. Eiffel Tower, but my heart's where the buffalo roam. Hey, sun up to sundown, the heart of the small town is what dreams are made of. Hey, Monday to Sunday, I could leave, but I'll stay in nowhere, America. Sunday, I could leave, but I'll stay. Hey, sun up to sundown, the heart of the small town is what dreams are made of. Hey, Monday to Sunday, I could leave, but I'll stay in nowhere, America.
Welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast Network today. We are very fortunate to have with us a bright and upcoming young lady in the music scene. Kaylee Keller is with us. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi. I'm so excited to be on your show today. Thank you for having me.
And you're a busy young lady on the road and taking your time out to be with us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're a busy man, so I appreciate you taking the time to be with me as well.
Let's talk about, it is a beautiful name of an album, Rubies. Let's talk about that for a while.
Thank you. Yes, I love gems. So the name was inspired actually off of the first EP that I released, which is titled Diamond. And that was named off of the title track, which is the single called Diamond. And this song is all about being one of a kind, being original, and just being a diamond. and it's a really empowering song. And it was inspired when I was going through a season of sexual harassment. My mom kept reminding me, you know, you're more precious than rubies. What does God say? God says that, you know, she is more precious than rubies. She's more precious than jewels, that your self-worth and your value to him is more precious than any precious gem or metal that there ever could be. You have such high value in God's eyes. And so when I was writing this song, I wanted to write a song called Diamond that inspired other people and reminded them that they do have high value. And so it was fitting to name the EP Diamond. And then that just was a big eye-opener for my audience. They really loved them. I really loved it. And so we just continued the trend with the next EP. And so this EP is called Rubies, and it's just continuing to play off of that. And it's also kind of a cool name because rubies are, and gems in general, they're very unique. Everything about them is unique. The cut, the color, the size, the shape, the location of which they come from, just like people are. And so that's just, it's just a very symbolic name for my project.
With that project, I was able to watch just earlier this morning the YouTube of Nowhere America. Tell us about that song. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Nowhere America has been so fun. We had a really fun time writing it and then producing the music video. But this song was inspired off of a saying that I've heard a lot as I've been traveling on the road. I've been blessed to live in different places and different seasons of my life and to be able to travel the United States. And when I go to different locations, people go, "Where are you from?" And I say, "Oh, I'm from Southwest Kansas." And they go, "Oh my gosh, you know, that sounds like the middle of nowhere." And so that was just, and so it's funny to me. And so it just kind of took it, and it's like, yes, it sounds like it's the middle of nowhere, but I actually love it. You know, I want to stay there in Kansas as long as I can. I love it so much. And so when I was writing with my co-writers, one of them happened to be from a similar location, a few hours away from my hometown. And so we were just kind of like, yeah, everyone says that. We sound like we're in the middle of nowhere, but let's show everybody how amazing this nowhere really is. And it just kind of became an anthem for all hometowns, because every single person has a place in their life that seems insignificant to somebody else, or it might seem like a nowhere to somebody, but it's created them into who they've become. They've got that special place, whether it's grandma's house, whether it's a lake house, whether it's a little spot in their bedroom, whether, you know, it's any place that holds such significance to them that really means nothing to somebody else. And so it's just been a really fun song, and it's gone over really well. I'm very blessed. Fox News has picked it up, and several other outlets, and they're just saying, you know, it's such a great song right now when America's more separated than ever. It just kind of reminds you at the end of the day, you know, we're all in this together. It's a song about unity, remembering your roots, remembering your family. And the music video highlights that as well, just, you know, being with family, being with friends, you know, being in love and enjoying growing up in, you know, nowhere America.
Well, the scenes in the video are just beautiful, and the you picked an awesome place to do the filming, or places. Let's go on to another song off of Rubies, Taking Out the Trash. You seem to be very positive with your songwriting. Talk about Taking Out the Trash.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So with Taking Out the Trash, this song is the sassiest song on the EP. And when you originally, I was skeptical about actually putting it on the EP, because when you first hear it, I think if you don't know me very well, it kind of can come across harsh. But if you listen to me and you kind of look into who I am and you hear why I wrote it and what it's actually about, the song is just about getting rid of toxicity in your life. I'm a public speaker, and one thing that as I travel around to different schools and different events, just I'm meeting people, and I'm just seeing that we've all gone through something, you know, and especially with the whole Me Too movement happening, and just people highlighting sexual harassment stories or just painful situations in their life. I wanted to create a song that was, that, you know, every single person I know is a victim of some sort of oppression, And so how do you overcome victimhood is by choosing not to be a victim. And although it was terrible that that has happened, and I'm sorry about it, it's also, you know, how do you write music? Music inspires people, it encourages people. So I wanted to write a song that was a fun way to remind people to leave the junk where it's at and to start moving forward with their life. And if they're in a continuously toxic situation, or they're putting themselves in that situation, or it's surrounding them, to just get rid of it and just kind of motivate them to keep moving forward. So the chorus lyrics go, I'm taking out the trash, never looking back. Your past expired, spoiled and tired, wasted, play the scrap song. Taking out the trash. This is starting out, taking out the trash out of your life. And it's just a fun way to sing it and to remind yourself, yep, getting rid of it.
Now, I'm going to guess my listeners didn't know that they were going to get a little snippet of Kaylee singing on the show today.
Well, I could just say it, but I'm a singer, so it's hard to just, like, talk your songs, because now they've got a melody attached to them.
That was awesome. Thank you. Now, you've made reference to it. You talk with young people a lot about bullying and anti-bullying in particular. Share with us what you tell young people.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about bullying and just about being a voice for injustice and being a voice and teaching people. You know, I think it's important. You know, God tells us the power of the tongue, and the words that we speak have power. And so with my music and with my messages, as I speak at different events, I'm very aware of what I say. It matters, and that it has a meaning. So when I speak at schools, I just equip kids that their words have power, and the words that they speak over themselves and other people, they have power. And then I also speak about, you know, my story is when I was in high school, I was sexually harassed by a group of upperclassmen guys for a good year and a half, and it got to the point where you know, officials had to get involved in the community, and it was happening in school and outside of school to the point that, like, I wasn't allowed to be by myself completely, because then I was being put in a victim situation. So my mom or someone always had to be around me to go to the store or to go on a run or just to do any kind of little things. And so in that time, I felt really imprisoned and really oppressed, obviously. God is a good God, and He takes whatever was intended for bad, and He can use it for good. But part of that is us as people is letting God do that and trusting in Him. And there's practical ways to start moving forward from a situation. And that's kind of what I go into the schools and I teach, you know. And one of those things is, yes, like, the words that you speak over yourself and others have power. So if you're the bully, or if you're if the victim of the bullying, like, watch what you're saying and watch what you're speaking over your own life. Another thing I talk about is taking out the trash, you know. Stop making bad choices. Don't let your peers influence you negatively. And if they have, take out the trash. Every single day is a new day to be a better person, to grow, to push yourself. You know, I talk about, I talk about how to not be a victim of a situation. Because, you know, a lot of bad things can happen to people, and it's hard. I think a lot of the times it's like, hey, you know, well, that happened a few years ago, or you're not over it yet, or you need to get over this. But it takes a lot more than just someone telling you, okay, it's time to get over this, because there's a lot of psychological and physical damage that can be done. So I just give some practical steps, and one of those is, you know, listening to music that is uplifting to you. Start speaking words over yourself. Just start, you know, getting connected in the community in different ways. And so I just give the kids lots of practical steps that they can do as well. And I base that off of, you know, when I go into a school, I ask the teachers, what's one of the biggest issues in your area, or what would you like me to talk about other than this? And so I kind of cultivate what I say per school as well.
I notice in your bio, it mentions that you also talk about having a purpose and different things, like having a purpose with dating, abstinence until marriage, putting an end to pornography addiction. Those are important issues, but a lot of times they're kind of glossed over, and, well, we don't necessarily want to talk about those kind of things.
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm talking about it, because being in school, being sexually harassed, I felt like it was very hush-hush, and as I go into schools, you know, we talk about bullying as a society, but it's rare to talk about sexual harassment, even in a school setting. And I remember being in a situation where I wish someone had stuck up for me, and I wish that, you know, if teachers or other people would actually talk about it, because it's an issue. And so, you know, up until this point, even as a society, it's been under the hush-hush. And just this last year, sexual harassment stories in the news have been highlighted. And so that's exciting in a sense that people are getting to share their story and they're getting to have a voice. But I feel like as far as, you know, pornography is concerned, pornography feeds the sexual harassment. Pornography does so much destruction to family units. I've seen it myself. And so a lot of the stuff that I speak about are things that have affected my life, and it's affected it negatively. And so knowing who God is, knowing that, you know, God has a purpose for me and he's given me a voice to share, it would be so selfish of me to not tell people, like, hey, you don't know this yet, but you starting, you know, to start creating a pornography addiction of yourself, you're not going to be able to have a family. And, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's going to psychologically affect you. It's going to hurt you, because kids aren't being told these things. They're saying, hey, girl, you don't have to, don't let your boyfriend or your friends peer pressure you into sleeping around with them, because you holding yourself pure is actually what God's called you to do. But it's, you can do it. Like, it's good for you. You're going to be free. You're putting yourself in bondage and stress by sleeping with this person. You know, save yourself. It's important. And just also being a young person, being 20 years old myself, and speaking to people that are close to my age, it's inspiring to them, because I think as a society, obviously we're influenced by music, we're influenced by the entertainment industry, we're influenced by our friends, by our peers, and there's not a lot of people saying no to things. You know, it's kind of like, you be you, and you can try anything that you want, and you just figure out what you want to do. But the issue with that is, as Katy Perry herself puts it, if you stand for nothing, you fall for everything. And if you fall for everything, you lose yourself in the mix, and then you get all this baggage and all of this pain and all of this hurt to sort through. And so I'm just coming in, bringing back some godly principles, which are even just, they don't have to just be godly principles. They're just normal principles, and telling people, hey, it's okay to say no. I said no, and I'm turning out fine. You know, it's, you know, you're going to be better off by saying no than falling for everything and losing yourself. You're going to gain more confidence. You're going to be able to influence culture easier by saying no to things.
Well, you are definitely wise beyond your years, and and I love the humbleness that you have, and normally that has something to do with your upbringing. Talk to me about your parents and your older brothers.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. I really appreciate it. I have an amazing family. My mom is incredible. She's helped me get through all of the oppression that's been in my life. And we're very close. We work together. And I grew up in a Christian household. And so I've always known that there was a God and that he loved us. And my family was pretty, is still and was really active with their faith as far as like going to church and praying and all of that sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so I've always kind of been around. I've never remembered kind of not knowing that God didn't exist. But I think just like every single person has a choice to make, you have to choose for yourself who you're going to serve and what you want to believe. And so I got baptized around the age of like 9 or so, because I'm a very driven person. And I was like, yep. At like 9 years old, I was like, I'm doing this. I'm choosing to serve God my whole life. And then after that experience, God was just really tugging on my heart and showing me there's a difference of having a religion of Christianity, in a sense, or a religion of principles of, you know, believing in him versus a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And so just throughout 9 and up, he just continued to show me what a relationship with him looks like. And most of my spiritual growth and my relational growth with him was really in middle school, where he's really just showing me who he is and what his word says and who his word says that I am. and just starting to show me, you know, his calling for my life. So I'm very thankful for that, because I think that was part of the maturity in me. And so that's been good for me. And then just year after year, you continue to grow.
And two older brothers?
I do. I have two older brothers. So I'm the baby of the family. I have two older brothers. They're 3 and 4 years older than me. And they are incredible leaders. I'm very blessed to have them. They're two completely different personalities, but they complement each other so well. And they're both actually in campus ministry right now. They're amazing. And what's funny is, as I've been in the music industry, they keep me very accountable. And so there's a few times where I might have a co-write or an opportunity approach that I'm kind of just on the fence about, like, well, if I do it for this, would this be bad? Or, you know, just those in between situations where I'm kind of like, is this me, is this not me? And I'll send them a song, or I'll send them some lyrics, or I'll send them something to get their opinion, and they're like, keep me very accountable, and I love it. I'm thankful for them.
After Ruby's, what's coming up in Kaylee's life?
So right now I'm doing lots of show booking dates, getting ready to go on a school tour this coming next school year, this fall. So I'm open for booking for different events. I do both Christian events, and then I do secular events and just different schools, public schools, private schools, different things like that. And also different shows as well, and more press and things for this Ruby's EP and album. I'm actually just getting back from Nashville. We just did some on-air promotion, which is exciting. And just continuing to work this project, continuing to just let God guide it, and continuing to talk, because I'm a chatty Kathy, and that's what I do. Continuing to just share my story with people and hopefully inspire them and use my music to help people.
With getting your story out, tell us about your website and your social media and how we can follow you.
So the best way to follow me is at kayleekeller.com. That's my website, and on my website, it will just give you all the information you need to know. You can contact me for booking there. You can follow our social media sites, which is my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all of that fun stuff. And then when I said you can follow our social media sites, I actually have a team page that my team members do for my different fans, and so fans can engage on that site as well. So all the good stuff you can find at KayleeKeller.com.
Well, we want to thank you for, again, taking your time to be with us. And as we always do, let's close with a word of prayer.
I love it. Let's do it.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we've had to meet Kaylee, and we thank you for her loving spirit and her humbleness and her abilities, Father, that she's using to glorify you and to reach out to others. We pray a blessing of safety as they travel. We pray a blessing of love with their family. And we also pray that people that she comes in contact, whether it be in person or through her music, will learn about you and grow in their relationship and bring their lives to you if they've not done that. Father, thank you for this day that you've blessed us with and this show that we're able to share it with others. And we pray this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer. Thank you.
All right. Well, you be safe in your travels today, and we're going to keep track of you and see what's going on, okay?
Thank you. Yes. Hopefully we can talk again soon.
That would be wonderful. God bless. All right, folks. That's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.